what the miners have found is so amazing. Cannot wait until it's written up. We must get this intelligence out to folks immediately. Michael, what are you finding about Zoom and TikTok?
We are finding a classical definition of interlocking directorships and investors. And we're seeing the same set of investors across TikTok, its parent company, what's the name of it? ByteDance. ByteDance, yes. And with Zoom Communications, common investors. And what we're seeing is the pattern that we're now used to is that, but this is a little different because the attention has focused on investments coming out of China that are facilitated by American underwriters and venture capitalists out of Silicon Valley. And so the second or third layer, we see all of the companies in China that are investing in these companies. And then magically, we see all of the real players under the Chinese umbrella coming out of London and even members of the Privy Council. So it all goes back to Britain.
Pilgrims.
Yep.
I smell the stench of pilgrims.
You sound like the big giant.
Well, you know, I have neighbors who say they get a screwed up look on their face when they hear about these socialists out on the street. He's from communist control when he was in his home country. And he says, this is the familiar stench of communism.
Absolutely.
And why do we think that the Chinese are not as bad a communist as supposedly the Russian communists? I mean, that's just stupid. They're a thousand times worse.
Here's the thing. I think that the confusion that has been created is because of these interlocking relationships. And while now the Chinese are the current political whipping boy, what we're seeing is they are lackeys of the Pilgrim Society out of London. And that's where this is really coming from. It's not coming from the Chinese. It's coming from London. And Silicon Valley's helping.
Yes. And I just got through seeing, though there is no verification, that's the reason that you and your miners will not report this today, because it's only hearsay. But the hearsay is Walmart is the big backer of Zoom along with Oracle. But nobody can state, you know, that they have proof of that.
Oh, yeah. We've seen Walmart come up in this several times. So what we've got researchers doing is creating spreadsheets of these interlocking relationships. And this is proof, because this is all coming out of the SEC. So with any documents coming from the SEC, those are judicially recognizable items of evidence that these organizations and individuals have signed off on as true and reliable for public evaluation. And therefore, you can take these right to court.
Now, Betsy got all worked up and said that you and your miners had to step up the digging process and find out about Zoom. Oh, yeah. Well, the second that we looked into it, both here and over there and all around, we found out the same old pattern. And that pattern I would like to characterize for you. For instance, at this very moment, of the 20 largest tech companies in the world, 9 of them are Chinese. Now, how did they become that way? They invited over Google and Facebook and every other big tech
company. And Goldman Sachs and T. Rowe Price and the Vanguard Group. That's the money behind it.
And then you look it up and you say, well, is Google in China? No. They were tricked. They got the Google software, and then Google's headquarters was hacked, and their intellectual property was attempted to be stolen. And so then what happened when they got caught? Then the Chinese banned Google from China. That happened with Facebook. It happened with eBay. It happened with Amazon. It happened with everybody. Because why? They just get the technology, as they always do. They steal it. And then they do these weird things like the One Belt, One Road hegemony economic predatory plan that basically says China should rule the world and the rest of us should simply get in line behind them. That's insane. But let's just look. Let's look at anything. Huawei. Well, we found out right now that a company called Xinhua is data mining, not only through ZTE phones, which when they got busted, it turned into a new company called Xiaomi. So when these companies get busted for intellectual theft and personal private material theft from all of their digital equipment that is made in China, that's the reason that Trump said no more can we allow any Chinese microchips or semiconductors in any military or government machines, weapons, or anything else. So that was eradicated in the first year of Trump being there. ZTE was kicked out of America because they were spying on everybody, and they could not change their equipment to come into alignment with free speech. And because their equipment, like Lenovo, which is an IBM company, they went to China, and in their Lenovo computers, when they came to America and were being sold here, they were so loaded up with spy gear and all this insane nonsense that they all had to be sent back and said, no, we can't even do business with you unless you use only American microchips, because yours, as well as the software and the rest of the hardware, is all geared towards communist totalitarian control. So the data mining that happened recently, because China has, of course, access through Zoom, through Huawei, through Five Eyes has been breached because of Huawei. And I was thrilled that when CFIUS looked at Huawei doing 5G in America, Trump at the very last minute said no. So I'm very happy he's saying no to TikTok and making them basically the first company that wanted to help TikTok said, we can't, because you can't remove the surveillance equipment. It's not possible because it's built that way, and it's built so it cannot be undone. Well, that's what happened with Tencent, okay? Tencent, well, first off, Alibaba, Jack Ma, what did they do? They simply brought over the Bezos and Amazon and the other companies just like Alibaba. They stole their software and then kicked those companies out of China. And that's the number one tech company in China and one of the largest in the world. And then Tencent did the same thing, which is the second largest company, tech company in China. And then Baidu, which is basically Google, they stole it. They hacked Google to create Baidu. That's the fourth largest Chinese tech company. And then they're all interlinked through ByteDance, which is controlled out of Beijing. And now ByteDance has what we have predicted for a long time, and it's so dadgum sad that it is blatantly there in front of everyone and they don't want to talk about it. They have a new system, ByteDance does, and of course ByteDance controls TikTok, which is spying on everyone in America, especially our children.
Let me stop you there. You mentioned ByteDance and you mentioned Zoom. Sequoia Capital put $100 million in Zoom in 2015 and put $100 million into ByteDance in 2018. So we're talking about the same people under the covers.
These are the Central Committee oligarchs of the Chinese Yes. Communist Party, because every contract in China builds the Communist Party committee into it. They must give approval for every deal. They have the final approval, just like Okay. The Queen has her golden shares.
Let me just describe for you some of the linking relationships related to TikTok / ByteDance. Besides the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese Ministry of Public Security, we have Kohlberg, Kravis, and Roberts. We have SoftBank, Sequoia Capital, Yale, General Atlantic Partners, Hill House Capital Group. That happens to be the richest man in Hong Kong. We have General Atlantic Partners, BlackRock, Rockefeller University, Sloan Kettering, McKinsey & Co., Tsinghua University, Council on Foreign Relations, Morgan Stanley, McKinsey & Company, Tiger Management, Susquehanna International Group, Google, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, GE, PepsiCo, Microsoft, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. These are all judicially recognizable relationships right from the SEC's own documents. But you have to go chase and form and know what you're looking for to dig all this up.
That's right. And they keep having IPOs that then are traded on stock markets that are crooked, both the Chinese, the Hong Kong, American, British, all the stock markets that hold these gigantic tech companies are all crooked. But here's the good news about that. Every one of those economic predators is going to be ripped off by China. And what's really proves that they're psychotic is that this has been going on with China for hundreds of years. And if you think you're going to have a different result by doing it again over and over and over, then you are psychotic. And that's what they are. These are people who thought through the Pilgrim Society and the British control, they could go in and they could manipulate China and make it a vassal just as they have America and not let loose of us. But they forgot the fact that the Chinese will say yes to anything and then do whatever they want because they are totalitarian dictators. They are, communism has never worked anywhere without fascism being accompanying it. So let's go on with these companies. When you're looking at Jack Ma and Alibaba own one of the other largest companies called Ant Financial. That's the Alibaba Group. The Alibaba Group is, I forget how many hundreds of billions of dollars they do a year, but where is Jack Ma? He's in America. And I've predicted this, that eventually when Jack Ma goes back to China, they will simply kill him. They will off him as they do to all of the large capitalists who make all this money in the end. And so what do you see right now? You see Jack Ma and Huang Xing, who owns Pinduoduo, and Ma Huangting. They are the three largest tech owners in China. And what are they doing? Dumping all their stock right now. Okay, it's not their stock. Whose stock is it? The Central Committee, Communist Party's stock. And why are the three all dumping it all at once? Because they know they're going down because of what you have discovered with Zoom. And now you're going to reveal it to Trump, all the details. But it's very much like what was already going on with TikTok. Or let's just take, for example, WeChat. WeChat is nothing more than a Facebook that was redone. WhatsApp is a Facebook that was redone, but the one in China, WeChat, if you get caught on the street with WhatsApp, an American product for your messaging, they take you to jail. And in many cases, we don't ever see those people again. That is what I'm building up to, which is a little bit shocking, but you might as well just realize this is what's coming in America. Because when Eric Schmidt went over and developed Dragonfly for China, he came back and he was asked immediately upon arriving back in America, did you really build a social credit system that would basically digitally imprison the Chinese called Dragonfly? And he said, oh, no. It's not real yet. It won't happen for 2 years. It's just a plan. That's all. No, within 2 months, it was 100% completely in the works in China to control the people there. Now, that's where we're headed. And when you look at ByteDance and their company, Tuotiaka, T-O-U-T-I-A-O, what is that? That is what Michael McKibben, the Earl of the Internet and social media, basically warned us of, called the dark file. ByteDance.
Dark profile.
Dark profile. That's what the Chinese Communist government wants. They want to be able to control everything. So they control your news feed. They control your propaganda. They control the content that you see. They send to you whatever they want, and then they monitor it. And if you even go off and go astray and try to get out of what they've sent you through this new company, well, it's not new, but through this total control, this total awareness, in America, it's called total information awareness, and it's now developed into what's SWS, but anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's already here in America, and it's already there in China. And if you do one single tiny thing wrong with any of these companies, which are stolen American IP, absolutely stolen, and everyone knows it, and the Chinese invite them in, steal their software, steal everything they have good, and then when they're accused, they kick them out, and then China sanctions them. So Google is not in China. Gmail is not in China. Facebook is not in China. There is no reciprocal interaction with these major tech companies, and
they don't have to be. Their product has just been given a different name.
Precisely, and
they know that.
Calls it. Oh, they know it. And they've said that they want to have an intranet and cut themselves off from the internet, but they still want full access to the internet because through Zoom, TikTok, and all these other Chinese tech companies that have infiltrated America, they wish to control us with that dark profile that you have described. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to have to tell you, it's already here.
I was shocked when you texted the information that H.R. McMaster is a stockholder in Zoom. Whoa.
He's a director.
A director.
And a stockholder.
Oh, there are so many levels there to unpack. So he is a traitor right there in the administration. Now, would he have had to disclose his holdings there when he held that position? He was a general. He was in the Trump administration.
I think he had been fired before he did this. So this happened. I don't have the date on.
I think you said it was May 2020.
May. Yeah, that's right. Oh, it was May 6th.
This is his payoff for being a good boy for the globalist over there in the Trump administration.
Yeah. Let me just read you on the Zoom latest Zoom proxy statement. The interlocking relationships among the directors and the key officers. We've got McMaster, who was U.S. National Security Advisor, Hoover Institution, Stanford, U.S. CENTCOM, Atlantic Council. Then we got Emergence Capital Partners, and that is actually a Chinese company operating out of Hong Kong. And then we have Excel Partners, Salesforce.com, Credit Suisse First Boston, W.R. Hambrick, Integrated Development Corp. I had not heard of them, but found out that they have interlocking relationships with Morgan Stanley, Adam Street Partners, Excel Partners, Pivotal Asset Management. And then we've got another director who's Morgan Stanley person. And then we've got this massive presence within the Zoom family called Sir Li Ka-ching. Sir Li Ka-ching, the richest man in Hong Kong. And his relationships are interlocked with CenturyLink, Vodafone, Facebook, Horizon Ventures, Bitcoin, BitPay, Alibaba, and Alipay. That's just for starters.
Plus, he's a sir. I mean, that's a British connection right there to the Queen.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's even worse. We have this offer that Oracle put out to buy the interest in TikTok so that they can continue the operation. Well, let me tell you why they want to continue that operation, because there are so many interlocking relationships here. And there are some massive ones, including a member of the British Privy Council by the name of Baroness Rona A. Fairhead. And Baroness Rona A. Fairhead was the UK Minister of the Department of International and Investment Trade. She's relationship with Bain Capital, Morgan Stanley, British Aerospace, Imperial Chemical Industries, ICI, which are all, what I'm describing here are all Pilgrim Society members. PepsiCo, HSBC, BBC Trust, Financial Times Group. So they're obviously controlling the media from this Baroness Rona A. Fairhead within Oracle.
But it sounds like all the insiders are getting together for another Facebook 2.0 with Zoom.
Yeah.
Drop in there and make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. And so we've got the insider. The insider of the insiders, which I would consider Oracle in that crowd, because they handle so much of the data for so many corporations in the country. But then I wasn't even close to being done with the interlocks. We've got Ampex, Amdahl, Sun Microsystem, Tesla, NetSuite, Stanford, Pacific Holdings, Saga Corporation, Memorex, Fairchild Semiconductor, Hewlett-Packard, News Corp. We've got NCR, we have Harvard, Georgia Tech, U.S. Department of Defense. By the way, Leon Panetta is a director of Oracle. And so he was the White House Office of Management and Budget. He was the CIA director, sworn in by Joe Biden, by the way. Carlyle Group, Booz Allen Hamilton. Let's go back to the Carlyle Group. Who have we discovered that Carlyle Group formed in England back about 2002, Douglas?
Oh, they were investors in, the big pharmaceutical company and the whole thing that led to Perbrite, wasn't it?
Yes, Kinetic.
And Kinetic. That's one of the major
centers
of Kinetic. Yes.
The Serco clone. We've got UBS AG, which is Switzerland. We've got Booz Allen Hamilton, another defense contractor. Deloitte and Touche, International Chamber of Commerce, United Way, Catholic University of America, General Motors, Merrill Lynch, Abbott Laboratories, Metropolitan Life, Royal Bank of Canada, BASF, Charles Schwab, Marsh McLellan, Procter & Gamble, Kodak, Blackstone Group, Thermo, Fisher Scientific, Acme Technologies, and Gartner Group. So these are the interlocking relationships just within Oracle. So what we see there is this nest of interlocks under the covers. And so Oracle's hoping nobody actually looks at their financial reports. And our people did. And that's what we've discovered just this morning.
Well, unfortunately, that DARPA group has come late to the game. Early on, the DARPA groups, when they would start these fake companies based upon military weaponized open source material that then they had dummy cardboard cutouts, you know, cyber lords from Silicon Valley come out and represent these individual companies, which took their material from IBM Eclipse Foundation. And now what we call IBM Eclipse Foundation 2.0, which is the Chinese demand that if you do any business with China, you have to now use the IBM Google sponsored Open Powers Foundation, period, or else you can't do business with them. So that's the reason that they were able to kick out all these major companies who went over there as economic predators and got their butts kicked. And why? Because any time that the British, whether it was with Russia or China or India, as they can't get complete control, a mafia, an oligarchy arises to fight the British Pilgrim Society and the British hegemony of the world. And that's basically what we're seeing here. But unfortunately, the American companies that invested in China are all fools because they didn't pay any attention to the fact that all of these on any large scale have to go through CFIUS, and Trump has already said no to China over and over and over again, whether it be trade deals, politically, militarily, with oil, with technology, with their hacking attacks of America. On every single government department had been hacked and attacked with all the spies. Thousands have been sent home just in the last few weeks. On and on and on. We're going to, again, with Trump, erode the confidence with China. Right now, last I heard, 37% down on their GDP. But they want to say everything's dandy. No, they are communists, and now they are nothing more than a mafia. So President Xi of China, who leads the Communist Party and the Central Committee, has now, and it's openly known, every member of that committee is now filthy, filthy rich, though they're not even allowed to own property and so on and so forth, per se, because they're the model example of communism. Where are they getting the money? They get it from these rich people and these rich companies I just pointed out, these tech companies, 9 of the 20 top tech companies in the world. And then what happens? Many times these people disappear, especially when it comes to markets and money and financial deals. But when you got Hunter Biden over there making $1.5 billion deal on something that he doesn't even know what the deal was about, and when you look into it, it's a financial deal that ripped off America, selling our auto industry IP basically to China and selling all kinds of contracts to China that would have been set up for what? That was Biden, as the vice president, was getting emoluments through his son and through his brother and through both brothers. So what we're seeing here is if anyone goes to China, they will be corrupted. There is no one who has made it out alive. And the IBM, Google-sponsored Open Powers Foundation is where we should be pointing the finger. And anyone that has any technology that can integrate with that, it should have no more business with America whatsoever, because they are Chinese communists working for the undermining of America. Because when you look at what these companies do, it is all criminal. There is nothing correct about it, from financial venture capitalists to the banking to the IP theft. It's all criminal activity. And anyone who's going to do business with China better realize that that's what's going on.
You're right. But I think that the real key still is to make sure that we understand that when we say China, we say Britain. And they've just, the British have been very clever about how they did this. And what we're also finding is in a number of these interlocking companies, they also have their companies in the UK where they are driving these organizations two or three or four layers deep. So the thing that I think that's got to happen in Washington is we've got to get a number of researchers on this in Congress who are actually doing the deep dive and figuring out all these interlocking relationships. There's plenty of money in the government. Let's get them doing some actual work and look at these interlocking relationships. This by itself will tell the whole story. And I would say, in summary, so far what we've proven here is that not only is ByteDance and TikTok, are they associated directly with the Chinese government, but the same investors in those two companies also invested in Zoom. And so therefore, the same sort of data giant sucking sound from all of our business transactions. I was talking with somebody today who is a contractor in Arizona, and he says, well, we use Zoom all the time to plan our projects. And I put a little scenario before him. I said, okay, let's say the Chinese aren't that interested in you directly, so they're not going to take over your company, but you're putting all of your discussions about your projects and your bids up there on Zoom. Therefore, somebody, some engineer can be assigned to you and simply look at what you're saying, when you're saying it, and what your bid is going to be. And then all you'll ever know that they knew is that you didn't get the contract because somebody bid lower than you. Why? Because they had heard you say your number in a Zoom meeting. That, and so what will the Chinese do in that case? They'll probably take that information, they'll package it up, and they'll call a competitor of yours down in Phoenix and sell it for $1 million. Let's say it's a $10 million. They'll sell you the information so you get the contract. They've just made $1 million.
Mike, we were notified by one of our AIM patriots who said that he was in a meeting with the chief intelligence officer for Homeland Security, and there were advanced AI programmers in there, and they're using Zoom. And he's saying to them, we can't use Zoom because people are listening in, and these people are saying, no, it's okay. So it makes me wonder if this chief intelligence officer is not deliberately using Zoom so the Chinese can listen in. President Trump, please, we need to not only end TikTok, we need to end all applications of Zoom in the United States, because we have Zoom in the classrooms now, in businesses, in the federal government. We had to go to a court case, and it was on Zoom. This is not acceptable. It must end. And if TikTok is violating the rules and conditions of China operating in the United States, well, then Zoom is doing it even bigger.
Correct.
The largest hacking program, and it was a very considerable program that reached into all areas of the government and corporations, was China. And when it was found out, it was so pervasive that they had to spend quite some time just beginning to extract it. Then they found out that it was even deeper than that. So the data mining that is going on with Zoom, with TikTok, and remember, TikTok has 100 million followers, and most of them are children. And you know what they're actually using it for? Child pornography, because the children go on and do these little TikTok things, and it's little girls doing really, you know, silly, crazy things. And that's very entertaining to very sick pedophiles. So we're seeing that it's an invasion into the private home. It's Alexa, Siri, or it's any of these digital devices that are audio, now gone completely video. So they can see into your home and they can add to the profile. But remember, this is not just surveillance. This is surveillance, targeting, and manipulation. And by using the dark profile that they have created on you, they can manipulate you. They can actually predict what you will think next, what you will be doing next, where you will be going next. And it's all done, of course, because we know that everything from Microsoft to Apple to every device, Samsung televisions, anything, everything is listening, and that information is data mining-able. And that has happened in Britain because they allowed Huawei to be their 5G carrier. And now what has happened? Members of parliament, members of the royal family are being blackmailed because their private information has been literally mined and sold for a pretty cheap price to anyone who wants it to attack you. And that company is capital Zhenhua. Zhenhua. And what is that? They have already been charged, and they are one of dozens of companies in China that are data mining because the Highlands Forum, DARPA, InQtel, the Department of Defense, they built in the back doors for surveillance in everything. And the Chinese know that because we gave them our intellectual property when we asked them to build the devices for us. So you can't keep the Chinese out unless you have no business with them whatsoever.
Yeah, the implications of the amount of data going out the door right now are truly, I said it yesterday, are frightening. And it's much farther along. We didn't know exactly where to look, but now that's coming out with this TikTok controversy. But what we're seeing is that every one of these interlocking relationships and the companies they funded need to be shut down. That will create shockwaves in the financing community, because we're talking about their major sources of revenue right now. If we've got millions in dollars coming into American companies, the Chinese have billions.
But we have no choice, because we're talking about American sovereignty and its future if we don't take action now.
Correct.
It's real simple. Everyone who stole Leader Technologies, ideas, patents, all that good, all those good words, your hard work and the work of all the people that were in your company working on that and still are, those are all criminals. So IBM Eclipse Foundation, anyone who took what they were told was free source code, knew full well that IBM Eclipse Foundation did not write that. Those were stolen patents, stolen ideas, stolen inventions, stolen social media inventions. So what we have now, those people, through the Miller Act, we can get rid of all of them in America. No problem.
Yes, right.
They have all, including Zoom, including TikTok, they have all stolen that technology, didn't pay for it. So the Leader Technology through the Miller Act is giving a bill. If Trump pays that bill, he will then own the right to determine the user agreement, which can simply say no association with China, no spying on people, no data mining of personal private information, and no more NSA spying on everybody. So all we have to do is say IBM Eclipse Foundation, the first one, and then what we call IBM Eclipse Foundation 2.0, the Chinese Open Powers Foundation. Anyone who is using any technology with that, which will be all these companies you just named, because they have to, that's how China sucks you in, they need to simply be considered communists, and that they are working against the government, and that this is a foreign attack, and that these people are treasonous, seditious, insurrectionist. I'll leave it there. But remember, IBM is a communist Chinese company now, and they sold out, don't forget, to Hitler when IBM was the technological company that served the Nazi fascism and the death of the Jews in the Holocaust and all the people lost in the Holocaust. So remember, China,
by the way,
has control of IBM, and IBM used to work for fascists. They don't mind working for communists, and Hillary's a communist through the Walmart, the Walton Family Trust, and she gave CCs of every one of her communications to the Chinese government. No one wants to talk about that, but that's
a fact. Let me point out, Douglas, IBM supplied the U.S. Army security intelligence as well as the Italians and the Germans. So IBM has been at the core of this intelligence gathering operation ever since the Pilgrims stole Tesla's patents and started implementing wireless way back in the first decade of the 20th century. So what we see here is a continuation of that same plan that the Pilgrims hatched to take over the world using technology. And the other frightening aspect of these relationships is there are a lot of medical associations and interlocking relationships here that I haven't mentioned. But we've got this witch's brew of relationships here that have to be stopped.
When I go into a site and I have to agree to all their terms and conditions, I don't want to have to read through a mountain of information to see if I've given up my rights as a citizen of the United States. And that's what signing the Miller Act notice and getting control of the main license would do for we the people. That way, when President Trump, working through the executive office, would issue, Michael, you'll have to help me with the words here, the secondary license from the main one. What is that called?
An end user license agreement.
Okay. That it says in there specifically, and we'll get those. I like Mr. Philbin. He was really good. He was a good lawyer. And make sure that we're not giving away our rights. And that right. Companies that do this, who spy on us, collect our data, and share this information with China, sorry, you lose your license to use this product.
That's right. So what we've had is we are somewhat the victims of the international legal community, which all know what's going on. They've all sanctioned it. They've all written user license agreement for these companies that they know is violating our rights as under the Bill of Rights. They know that. We are dealing with these massive international legal communities, which are all criminals, in my opinion.
Plus, we have Congress people who are giving away our sovereignty. Douglas, can you just refresh people again about these laws that were passed by Congress people? And I haven't seen Devin Nunes step up to rescind any of them. Where are you, Devin? Where are you, Jim Jordan? You're the good guys. This needs to be rescinded. Douglas, please explain.
Colonel Robert Cadleck is the Assistant Director of Health and Human Services Preparedness Department. And he, if you follow him, he's a United Nations man. He's a British influenced guy. He was a doctor. But basically, there is a law. And when you go back and you trace who it was that brought it forth, he was one of the principal people, Colonel Cadleck, K-A-D-L-E-C, Colonel Bob Cadleck. He is the one who forced the fifth and final pandemic law through the Congress, and he says he wrote it when we have proof that over 4,000 lobbyists wrote it, first off. So this is the man who called the pandemic based upon the inserted extension of the powers of the Office for Preparedness, which then allowed him to say that even the president can't call a pandemic, only him, and only once he has listened to what the World Health Organization recommends, what the Center for Disease Control recommends, and what the National Institute of Health recommends. But in the end, it comes down to simply one man who overrules the president, he overrules the U.S. Constitution, and we were the first to get out there and scream about this. We were the first ones to print the pandemic laws and prove to you that they are against the Constitution. They are non-constitutional. So now there have been judges recently, two judges that said in two different states, no, pandemic laws cannot overrule the U.S. Constitution. They are unconstitutional. We need to rescind those laws and put Colonel Cadleck in jail because this was a military attempted medical overthrow of America.
Well, you read to me yesterday out of a textbook, a history textbook, about what is being taught to our children about the U.S. Constitution. Can you summarize that? Because that was unbelievable.
Our children are being taught left-wing, radical cultural Marxism that leads to communism, and which always leads to fascism and dictatorial control. That's just history. Anyone who doesn't know that should not claim to have a authority to speak about history. So I'm reading out of a book which I am certified to teach high school civics, okay? I have a lot of degrees. And here I am looking at this book that would have been a book that is a Prentice Hall book, but it's no different than Pearson or any of the others. They're going, what does it say? It says that there are informal ways to create amendments to the Constitution that may not even be written down, and that they can be created. Informal amendments to the Constitution can be created by executive order, by acts of Congress, by case law based upon courts, both state, federal, and Supreme Courts. And then what is just, they say, they had a funny word for it, something like just culturally acceptable. Once there's a culturally acceptable idea, it becomes an informal amendment to the Constitution. This is insurrection.
Executive orders could become informal amendments. And also executive agreements with foreign countries, that just totally bypasses the treaty-making abilities. So what they've done is they filled our young people with this idea that there are these informal amendments. Now they get to be adults and they're voting, and it comes up again in the press. Well, you know, President Obama signed that executive order for those DACA babies, so now they're all legal because, well, you know, an executive order is like an amendment. Do you see how they do that?
Yeah, when you read that, I said, oh, my gosh, this is much farther along than.
And where's Betsy DeVos? Where is she? She's just sitting up there twiddling her thumbs. We did the background on her. She's as much a globalist and has as much to benefit from this it's called K-12 Inc. curriculum that's being rolled out. This is the curriculum that your children would be using online. Now, most of the children in America aren't using that curriculum because a school district has to pay over and beyond what they would in the normal setting for that curriculum, because of course K-12, Betsy DeVos, and everybody wants to make their money on it. Well, guess what? That's all indoctrination too. So what is the school system? It's nothing but taxpayer paid indoctrination and destruction of our youth.
So, you know me, I wanted to know when they got started, and we actually found the documents where the Carnegie Foundation was ordered by the Pilgrim Society to start rewriting American history to A, make it more Britain friendly, and B, to intentionally dumb down the education of American children. That's a 24-point point that was written in 1912. And they also ordered J.P. Morgan to go out and buy up the editorial control of the top 25 newspapers in the United States. That was in 1912. We are at the other end of that right now, what we're discussing. It's the same group of people through their children and their grandchildren who are driving this agenda.
Well, the Pilgrim Society, the Brits, Cecil Rhodes' friends, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and then, of course, subsequently the U.S. In America, the Council on Foreign Relations, that is a propaganda group that has rewritten history, and they have to rewrite history so that we won't know that the Brits created World War I, World War II, and every war that they've gotten America into.
And that we did not win the American Revolutionary War.
Right. There was just a pause while the bankers tried to figure out how to get under our knickers.
And basically, and you keep making the point, and I guess I don't emphasize it enough, the British are using the Chinese and the Russians as their whipping boys to create an enemy so that they can manipulate America into continuing this nonsense of the struggle of nations and making sure that there's always one superpower. So when the Americans, particularly the rich ones who are all members of the Pilgrim Society, not all, but in most cases, when they decided to go for China as the new superpower, they all threw all their wealth towards it, and they're going to lose it here. Why do I know that? Because, look, Hillary Clinton got on the board as a paid position for the Walton Family Trust, which is Walmart. She sold out retail stores to a conglomerate to centralize it, and then she took a tax on it. That's what she always does. So if you watch what Hillary is doing, you always know where the big money is going, and it's flowing so big that she's going to put a tax on it. That's why she's trying to get in on the Oracle deal, according to some people. But when she has the crypto keys, which controls everything, she can create evidence, destroy evidence, keep you from evidence, confabulate, you name it, obfuscate. She can do anything with her crypto keys, right? We've proven that. Where did she go when she had to get away from the fact that she had changed the company name, you know, a half dozen times? She went to Shanghai, the Shanghai Economic Zone, where if you are a Chinese person, you get a 17% discount on all deals. So she basically, if you look, I would bet you money that she is now a Chinese citizen. That's what I would bet, so that she can get the discount. And what do you get there? There's nothing free in China. There will never be anything free in China. The Shanghai Economic Zone, where they allowed for gold bullion to be bought and sold, produced in a matter of a couple years, 7,000 tons of fake gold bars. They were counterfeit. Well, that's the kind of deals that go on in Shanghai. So if you say Shanghai, if you say Hong Kong or Singapore, you're saying British control, okay? That's British control. They control those economic zones. And that's the reason you have a stock market, so many stock markets. One in Hong Kong, there's a number throughout China. Why? Because some are controlled by the Brits and some are controlled by the mafia oligarch that are on the Communist Chinese Central Committee.
Hey, speaking of Hong Kong, Michael, have you ever been to Hong Kong?
I have.
Yeah, what'd you do in Hong Kong?
I was with a gospel music group and we sang all over the city. We even sang outdoors. I believe that was Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, downtown in Hong Kong. And then on Christmas Day, we sang at a Baptist church. And one of the Chinese traditions is they baptize their children on Christmas Day. And I have this vivid memory, it's so cute, of 50 mothers lining up front with their little babies, and all have black hair. And with Chinese babies, their hair sticks straight up. So it looked like you had 50 dandelions up in the front of the church. I mean, it was so cute.
Well, you are the Forrest Gump of the digital age, and that's why I call you the first Earl of social media. It seems as though any place we mention, you have been. Now, here's the good thing. Yeah, people like you and me, we may have been caught up in trying to do something good and then it was turned to evil. But the only reason we survived is because we already had a very strong religious moral base before we went into those places. So we were able to go into and face the devil without being consumed by the devil, because that's the problem. All of these people, when they see that a DARPA project it is going to get its own IPO, if they invest $1 million, it comes back $1 billion. And this is just the same old scam. And so Zoom is the same thing. You have nailed this Zoom thing to point out that in 2011 was the real creation of it, but he changed the name up until, because that's when they stole from you the exact technology that Zoom needed to do what it's doing. And then in 2011.
Let me interject the timing. 9 days after we were issued the patent on our technology for doing voice and video in the system in a social networking environment, 9 days later, Zoom Video Communications was formed in Maryland. Yeah, sorry, Delaware. And they also formed another company in Hong Kong and in China at the same exact time. And then what they're using now is this digital signal processor technology that was a part of the patent. So there we have it. They didn't innovate a darn thing. They just copied the patent.
Forbes magazine points out that you are just being harsh on Eric Yuan, the founder of Zoom, because when he was young, he was a scrap man. He gathered copper. And that's what gave him the basis for him to go to school for about half a minute at the Chinese place, which is basically the It's kind of like, it'd be kind of like NSA or our CIA or NSA gone bad with rogue CIA. That's where they, where he trained. And then he came to Japan and tried to, you know, poke into the technological IP theft business there. Then he came back, got a little more training, and then he went to Silicon Valley and went to Stanford to get a master's degree in CIA management. Oh, excuse me. I mean, management, but Stanford is CIA. So
it wasn't a master's degree. It was an executive program. It was a 6-week program that he's put on his resume. It's a 6-week program he puts on his resume. I got to stop you here.
That's funny.
Back when he was 10 years old, he did that scrap copper. When I was 10 years old, one of the things I used to do is take my bike with a big basket and go around and dig into shrubs and get old bottles to take to the store and get a nickel apiece for him. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I'd go down to Beer Bottle Corner, and we stayed high on candy for most of our youth because we were willing to go out and pick up the trash.
Okay, yeah. You old guy.
Well, I never put that on my resume. I think I should.
Yes. Now, remember, Eric Yuan then went, after being trained in a 6-week course to be a CIA agent, he went to the largest company in the world for routers, which at one point was directly connected to the Pentagon. It was the building right next to the Pentagon, and that's Cisco Systems. And he went there, and magically, after working there for a minute or so, he said, hey, I can do this better than all you guys have done it all this time. Here's the idea. But they didn't accept it. So he left and did it on his own magically by getting hundreds of millions of dollars from China. And now he's worth $16 billion or whatever in a company that's free. Anytime it's free, it's DARPA. Anytime it's free, it is the Pilgrim Society manipulating the Highlands Forum. And notice, remember, Highlands Forum, that's reference to you Scottish. You know, it's a British thing. Highlands, of course, it came from the Highlands, so it has to be good because it has an accent to it. So what happens? Eric Yuan was nothing more than the cardboard cutout who was set up in 2011, given your open source IBM Eclipse stolen IP, and then waited until the exact right moment when that IPO is going to draw so much wealth that he's just going to be another billionaire, and we're just all going to have to bow down to his incredible wisdom and his genius.
And locked us all in our homes. We can't go to our offices. And the only way we can communicate with other human beings and have our meetings is on Zoom, where China is watching in. Isn't that clever? They're such clever people, aren't they?
Yeah, it's very, very, very clever. By the way, I found another cardboard cutout. The guy who runs TikTok is Yiming Zhang. And he's got a very similar story to Juan. And that story is, in 2008, he was working for Microsoft. But he felt stifled by the corporate rules of the company. So he went out and started TikTok. There you go. And became a zillionaire.
And none of these guys had non-disclosure agreements, even though they're at top management level.
Oh, no. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And when they stole the tech that they then became billionaires from, the previous company didn't sue them or didn't even say, hey, that wasn't nice of you.
Yeah.
So to wrap it up, guys, what's the action plan for President Trump, and if he has any team members that are on his team?
Real simple. Sign the Miller Act. Disgorge the companies that took the fake open source material from IBM Eclipse Foundation, either disgorge them or basically put them in jail for RICO, and then go to anyone that has any association with the Chinese communist-controlled Open Powers Foundation and basically say to them, you're doing business with the enemy, you need to stop or you go to jail. The SEC can do exactly what you and your researchers have done and make the list and basically just send out a form letter saying you all knew that you signed up with communist Chinese to subvert America. Yep. It's as simple as that.
Yep. The interlocking relationships are all there. It's just a matter of mapping them, and that can take a few weeks. It doesn't take a year.
Okay. Any advice to the CFIUS committee that's looking to see if there's any kind of foreign security problems with these
problems? There is. I mean, in each one of these, there's people that
but
relate exactly to the intelligence world.
The His committee is the committee that okayed the Uranium One deal with Hillary. So do we have any faith that the CFIUS committee will do anything but harm to the United States?
I was just going to suggest that the CFIUS committee be closed down if they ever consider any merge with any Chinese company for now or into the future, or anyone that has been done in the past, because otherwise they are working for the enemy, period.
Well, here's what they're doing. It's obvious what they're doing. They're getting pushback on these Chinese deals. So they're getting some of their boys on the American side to come in and say, okay, fine, we're good Americans. We'll pick it up and we'll go with it. When in fact, what we're seeing in these interlocking relationships, it's all the same people. And so therefore it's all the same agenda. And I think that your suggestion is right. We will provide the president with a site license for licensing everyone in the world. And then he can, his people, he will help, can write a new user license agreement that actually follows the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and watch the level of morality rise as we have institutions that hopefully will start protecting our rights rather than the entire SES-controlled institutions right now in Washington are totally asleep. And in fact, more than just asleep, they're involved in these interlocking relationships. And therefore, that's why we're hearing crickets from Washington. But we have a president with hopefully a group of loyal patriots who can step in and essentially do intervention in a broken system, and by dictating the license as we go forward to be concurrent with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, we can start turning the tide on all this illegal data collection, which is totally out of hand, obviously.
And simply by stopping the enemies who are attacking us, the Pilgrim Society and the British will suffer tremendously, because those are their companies and that's their money and those are their banks. And so we will also eradicate, as we did with getting Huawei out of America for 5G and telling Britain, if you have 5G, Five Eyes is over. Well, Five Eyes is over, folks, and we need to now look at eradicating not only the Chinese and the Russians too, but the Russians really don't have that big of a hold here, to be quite frank with you. They try, but, you know, they're just like a mafia boss who just, you know, you kill one of theirs, they kill one of yours. But China, oh, no. China's willing to give up millions of their people to die to get the intelligence that they're stealing from us right now at this very moment. So we need to make sure that when we get the CFIUS to never even consider another deal with any company merging with China, because we cannot secure the security of TikTok or Zoom or any of these Chinese affiliates, we will then also, at the same time, through interlocking directorships, get rid of the British and the Pilgrim Society.
Let me throw out two names. If we could just focus on two names, if the CFIUS committee and the patriots in Washington would focus on Baroness Rona A. Fairhead. She's a Pilgrim Society member sitting on the board of Oracle. And Oracle is providing services to all of our corporate and government agencies, including all of our intelligence agencies. And then look at specifically the relationship of H.R. McMaster in his new directorship of Zoom with these interlocking relationships. And we can see there, since McMaster's probably still has his top secret clearance, wouldn't he, Douglas?
Absolutely. NSC keeps them unless they're taken away.
Okay. So then here we've got somebody with a top secret, above top secret clearance, working for a Chinese company in Zoom communications. Just investigate that alone, and this will all explode. But go to the SEC and just look up these companies and their latest proxy statements, and you'll see all of these names. And then just build a spreadsheet. You know, like relationships are there, and those are the ones that have to be shut down.
And in the meantime, parents, if your children are on Zoom and they're doing the Zoom classrooms, demand that the teachers find another platform, one that's safe and one that China and the enemy is not spying on. Your children and your surroundings and in your home are being spied on by the Chinese.
Just say no to Chinese communism.